We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that does as much for the reputation of wireless broadcasting as Lord Reith did for Australian rules ferry juggling. Today we're the guests of the Theatre Royal in Bury St Edmunds. Before I introduce the teams, I should warn you that you may detect a slight hint of bad feeling from them. This is due to a simple misunderstanding over the invitation to Bury St Edmunds. Unfortunately, they mistook it for an invitation to Bury Noel Edmunds, so you can... you can imagine the disappointment. Anyway, here they are. On my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And finally, a warm hand, please, for the lady who makes sure the teams don't fiddle with their points. The very delightful Samantha. Right, our first round is neatly explained by its title, Wuthering Hillocks. As the recession continues to bite and the green shoots of recovery still remain unseen in the compost of the entertainment business, I'd like you please, teams, to suggest some low-budget versions of popular films, plays, musicals and TV programs. Tim, will you start, please?
Yes, Salman Rushdie's had second thoughts and he's produced Satanic Limericks. You want me another one from me?
No, we can't.
Not a bad
judge. Let's have one from Barry.
One Inch in the Grave.
Willie. Oh.
Five Guys Called Half a Mo.
Graham.
Yes, Starlight Express becomes Network Southeast.
Lady Chatterley's Pen Pal.
Have I got newts for you?
Accidental death of a Liberal Democrat.
To save money, the Open University are taking over, making some of the popular TV programmes, such as Crime and Punishment Watch UK, Richard Madeley and Judy Finnegan's Wake, and, of course, Challenge Anna Karenina.
Well, there is Andrew Lloyd Webber's cheapo touring service. Kittens. Jesus Christ Super Bingo. Joseph in his amazing brown trousers. The nervous performer. Raging Bullock. Quit while you're behind, Tim.
And you are.
Fun song.
In time-honoured tradition, round one is going to be followed by round two, and this is the popular musical round, Antithetical Duets, in which our two teams each sing a well-known song. It's not to be confused with Antisocial Duets, in which our two teams each sing a well-known song. Here's how you play, teams. Each of you has a song. Well, that's a start, anyway. The first team should sing their song until they hear this... at which point the second team should start singing their song. And when the second team hear this, the first team should take up their song from the precise point they left off, and so on. When you hear this, there's someone at the front door. It's basically a game of ungainly musical interruptions. Which reminds me, Colin Sell will be accompanying you on the panel. Tim and Willie, your song is Sailing, and Barry and Graham, your song is All the Nice Girls Love a Sailor. Tim and Willie, will you start, please?
I am sailing, I am sailing home again. All the nice girls love a sailor, all the nice girls love a tar, for the something across the sea. I am sailing, so easy. There's a lady's pride.
I am flying.
I am flying.
Joy.
Fall in love with Kate and Jane.
There's a singing
like a bird across the sky.
Again.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy.
Well, the audience didn't think much of that. Our next round is called Close Quotes. I shall provide you each teams with a well-known proverb, which I'd like you to complete. Points will be deducted for correct answers. We're going to start with you, Barry. Many hands make...
a lot of fingers.
Tim, when in Rome do...
what the mafia tells you. Only joking, honestly.
Willie, gather ye rosebuds while...
gather ye rosebuds while she's not looking.
Graham, a fool and his money...
are welcome at Lloyd's.
Barry, if the cap fits...
better safe than sorry.
And finally, Tim, do you like another one?
Yes, please.
A little learning is a...
new educational policy.
Right, open house now. Have anybody got any more?
Blessed are the meek, for they can be kicked about.
Ask no questions and you'll be told, well, nothing, really.
Kill not the goose that lays the golden girls.
The devil finds work for Jeremy Beadle.
What better point than to go on to the next game, which is called Word for Word. These are the rules. One team member starts by uttering a word drawn from a selection limited only by his imagination. It's stiff, that rule. His teammate should then say a word completely unconnected with the one before. The opposing team may challenge if they notice a connection. We've got a new high-tech buzzer affair here, so your challenges might go unheard, I don't know. It won't make any difference to the score, which has already been completed by Samantha on my left. Barry, will you start, please?
Theodolite.
Nose.
Cummerbund.
Friend.
Oh. Challenge there from Willie.
Me, the friend who has a cummerbund. And vice versa.
It's known as the fat man's friend.
I am the cummerbund's friend.
Yeah. There's a song, isn't there? I am the cummerbund's
I
friend.
I am the friend of the parson cummerbund.
Yes, you convinced me. I'll allow that.
Okay. There's a secret society in South Africa, the Kummerbund.
Yeah. Tim and Willie, carry on.
Scrumpy.
Trouser.
Challenge there from somebody, but the light hasn't gone on. I should say it's Barry, because he's looking eager.
I think Graham pressed before I did.
I did indeed, yes.
Well, you've used the damn machine. Graham, challenge from Graham.
Oh. Well, the second line of the song, I am the friend of the passing cummerbund, keeps my scrumpy trousers up. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, clever challenge.
That's what I thought.
Not allowed, but clever.
Right.
Okay, carry on.
Bifocals.
Bassoon.
Timetable.
I'm pressing my buzzer and nothing's happening.
It's happened before.
Sorry, was somebody speaking?
Oh, wait a minute. I'll tell you what's happened. It's quite interesting.
It says batteries not included.
Yeah. You're entitled to know back home what's happened. They've stuck the names, Barry and Graham on and Tim and Willie on, with sticking plaster, and Barry and Graham's names have been stuck over the little light that goes up. Now I think we're okay. We're in business. Challenge from Graham.
Try again, Barry.
Challenge from Barry.
As I remember, it was bifocals followed by bassoon, was it not? It's a well-known fact. You can't play the bassoon without bifocals.
Nonsense. Absolutely nonsense.
You can't. You look down at a bassoon while you play it.
If you have to look down, you can't play it properly.
Curtain.
So I'm curtain.
Anyway, I'll allow that. Because it's really more fun having games with this buzzer thing than it is actually playing the proper rules.
Plinth. Adenoid.
Challenge from Willie.
A major character in the opera Aida is Plinth Adenoid. He's countertenor with a speech defect.
Among other things.
Oh. Anyway, Tim.
Stool.
Sten gun.
Spam.
Spot.
Grease.
Grosh.
Jelly.
Roll.
Microdot.
Morton.
Humphrey.
Littleton.
Chris.
Barber.
Kenny.
I can't help you there.
Challenge from Graham.
Plinth Adenoid.
You used to play with Kenny Ball.
It is not without reason that our next round is entitled Break It Gently. In this round, teams, you must both take turns to assume the role of celebrities. While the audience endeavours to suspend its disbelief, the opposing team should attempt the task of gently breaking an item of imminent bad news to them. Barry and Graham, you're to go first, and I'd like you to please assume the identities of Esther Ranson and Desmond Wilcox. Your imminent bad news will now be revealed to the audience via the megabyte magic of our giant laser display. Now, here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
They're about to be sent by the BBC to join Brian Blessed on the Everest expedition.
Okay, now, Tim and Willie, start breaking the news gently to them, please.
Esther, how is your head for heights?
Heights. Oh, you're Esther. Right.
I wonder whether they could tell Desmond.
After all these years.
Yes.
Have you got a passport that you can use at the moment?
I have a passport I can use at the moment. I suppose this...
And an equity card?
This new... and an equity card. This job entails going abroad, leaving these shores, this new booking.
Well, Desmond's smarter than I thought.
And acting in a high place.
In a high place. Crampons mean anything to you?
Crampons. Nothing to do with Brian Blessed on Everest, is it?
Ah.
He's in league with the devil.
We're going to climb Brian Blessed.
We're going to...
You were about to be sent by the BBC to join Brian Blessed on the Everest expedition. Okay, now, your turn, Tim and Willie. You'll be assuming the roles of the Chippendales, and your news is now being broadcast on the laser display, while here again is the mystery voice.
There's going to be a hosepipe ban. There's going to be a hosepipe ban.
It's got to be dirty to get that sort of laugh in Berry.
I can't sing that high.
Nurse?
That's the Chippendale.
Am I Chip and you Dale?
I'll be Dale if you'll be Chip.
All right. That's okay by me, Dale.
Are you all right?
Yep.
Okay.
So they're chopping our tree down, then.
It's the chipmunks, you fool.
Oh, chipmunks.
Yeah, but they're called Chip and Dale.
Yes, because you'll be Chip and I'll be Monk.
Yeah. So they're called Chip and Dale.
All right.
Yeah.
Chaps. Okay, Graham and Barry, start breaking your news now, please.
Don't quite know how to tell you this, but
The show's all right. You don't have to cancel the show.
The show's fine. The show everything goes you're doing on. Is fine, but...
Everything you're doing is fine.
This may lessen the appeal somewhat, but I'm sure you'll get over that.
Certain members of the cast.
Indeed, indeed.
We've got to take the socks out of our G-strings.
There's been no mention of socks.
No mention of socks. No.
Anything to do with my finely shaped pectorals?
I'll just throw that in.
If it is, you've got a terrible sense of direction. Legislation is involved, actually.
Is it something?
Following the recent drought.
Disgusting in my mind. They're no longer literary thongs, but to be some approved, EC-approved material.
A thong for Europe, you mean?
Yeah. Could it be something to do with the cold weather? No.
No.
That's always my excuse.
I don't, Barry.
Following a drought, that was a good clue.
Well, it was the inspiration for the Michelin
Man. What legislation follows in drought-like times?
Well, that's like the socks. We could have a round of a hosepipe ban. Oh.
I always use socks myself.
So do I. Marks and
safe socks.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 20 points for that on the assumption that they cut out all the bits between socks and hosepipe. Now it's time for a round of children's classics. It's come to my notice that with the continuing decline in educational standards, it's becoming increasingly difficult to interest today's children in our great literary heritage. In recent exam results, some pupils seem to suggest that George Eliot was a woman. just like Jane Austen, Emily Bronte and Evelyn Waugh. It's not worrying. Teams, with this in mind, I'd like you, please, to come up with children-friendly versions of some literary set texts, taking care to include some of their favourite characters. Tim and Willie, I'd like you to start by telling the story of Macbeth.
Mr. Macbeth, the new gardener, now that Mr. McGregor had gone off to be Minister of Transport, is riding along. When he sees three weird figures.
Hubble, bubble, toil and trouble,
said Flopsy.
Hail, Thane of Corder, said Mopsy. Fancy an eye of Newt, said Cottontail.
So, Mr. Macbeth, the gardener, murdered King Duncan with the help of Mrs. Macbeth, and they buried him at the bottom of the cabbage patch.
And Mrs. Macbeth said, is this a carrot that I see before me?
Meanwhile, Peter Rabbit said to his mother, the English army are pulling up all the lettuces and putting them on their heads.
His mother replied, they're disguising themselves as Boreham Wood. Go and wash your ears.
What are we going to have for dinner in the absence of lettuce, Mama?
Bits of King Duncan, said Mother, which I have dug up. I'm sick of being a bleeding vegetarian.
Exit stage left.
The face at the window was played by John Junkin.
Is Colin in charge of some more exotic machine than he normally has, or is that music being played in?
I don't know, he's always barging in.
Right, thank you.
I'll cue you if I want music. Your turn, Barry and Graham, and I'd like you to provide a version of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.
It was a beautiful day in the garden, and two funny little men were waiting among the flower pots. Said Vladimir. Replied Estragon.
Oh,
This went on for some time.
Weed!
Good idea, said Vladimir. So they had another smoke. They were sitting there feeling very happy when down the path came a funny-looking man.
Hello, I'm Mr. Goddo.
And behind him came another funny little man.
Hello, I'm Mr. Goddo.
And would you believe it, children, behind him came yet another funny little man.
Hello, I'm Mr. Goddo. Blop, blop.
Typical, said Vladimir.
Blop, 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 blop.
You wait ages for a Goddo, then three of them come along.
Very good. Our next round is entitled Just a Minute, which of course takes its name from that popular show hosted by Nicholas Parsons, Sailor of the Century. In it, one team member should attempt to sing a song of my choosing without repetition, hesitation, deviation, or repetition. A member of the opposing team may challenge by using his buzzer. Do please remember that excessive buzzing is likely to drown out the accompaniment provided by Colin Sell. Another good way is to use a pneumatic drill. Now then, the song. The song is Maria from West Side Story. Graham, will you start, please?
Maria, I've just met a girl named Charlotte. And suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Joanna, I've just kissed a young woman by the moniker of...
Challenge from Willie Rushton.
Well, I'm still waiting. Suggesting hesitation to me. And not of a musical nature.
There's also a repetition of B flat.
That doesn't count.
Oh.
I'll accept Willie's.
Oh.
You rephrase that.
In view of what?
Being paid in kind, are we?
That should do nicely.
I thought there was a hosepipe.
So, Willie, do you want to continue the song?
Drusilla, and suddenly I found how wonderful a sound could be. Lobelia, say it loud and there's music playing. Oh, is it all right? Whisper it soft and it's almost like praying. Elsie, I'll never stop saying Dorothy.
Oh, a late challenge by Barry.
Deviation from the tune at that point.
Oh, friend of Dorothy never deviates.
Actually, as we come to the end of the song, there's not much point in me giving you that challenge, Barry, because you haven't got... Or do you want to go on with something else?
Well, back to your place, if you... We should better do the show
first. Let's do another song. Can we have a bit more energetic buzzing? Because otherwise we only get two buzzes per song, and that's not giving the listeners value for money. Challenge from Tim.
Well, that's just one in the bank for me.
I'll remember that.
Okay.
Here, right, well, you're going to start this one, Tim.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Right. Where have all the flowers gone?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Has anybody seen the plants? A great deal of ages in the past. Somebody please give me vegetation. Whereabouts? The girls have picked and
everyone. When will they ever learn? At what time is it that they will understand?
Challenge from Barry.
Repetition of will.
Yeah, I heard it distinctly.
Start on me again.
Also, 20 minutes ago, he deviated slightly. Carry on, Barry.
So this is the subtext. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing.
Yeah. Challenge from Tim.
We had your long time passing in the first verse.
But I didn't sing that.
You didn't sing the first bit.
There's no answer to that.
I don't even think I know what I mean.
A ruling, Humph, a ruling.
Anybody not had a go?
Graham, carry on, Graham.
Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago.
Well,
what's happened to the birds then? They've taken husbands, everyone. When will they ever learn? What time does school start again?
Challenge from Willie.
Slight hesitation, dare one more.
Definitely going to deviation.
He was trying to synchronise with that rambling accompaniment. I don't blame him, honestly.
No, it's not easy to assemble your thoughts with Colin playing behind them.
Never been the same since he found out how to open the lid.
Well, it says here, that's almost all we've got time for. Though that's just long enough, I think, for a quick round of Motor Mechanics Film Club. So, teams, while Samantha nips out to warm up her little Morris, I'd like you, please, to come up with some titles of films likely to be popular with the motor trade. Tim, you're going to start this one.
The Hatchback of Notre Dame.
Die Larder.
Paint your Volkswagen.
Robin Reliant, Prince of Thieves.
Shakespeare films very popular with motor mechanics.
Oh, yeah?
Alfa Romeo and Juliet. Comedy of Sierras. Much Ado About Vauxhall.
Starring Richard Gere. Oh. Fiddler on the Roof Rack.
Lady Chatterley's Rover.
One of our airbags is Nissan.
The Touch of Hillman Minx.
Dipstick on your collar.
Virginia Mechanic in Lead Free.
That's with Subaru the Elephant Boy.
Dynamic lady whose car always starts first time and never needs a push. It's Cortina Turner in What's Shove Got to Do with It?
That really is...
Alvis Presley in Love Me Fender.
That really is all we've got time for, ladies and gentlemen. Join us again next week. Meantime, from the teams and myself, goodbye.
Deborah Taylor, Barry Pryor, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton would be given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton. Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.